When Rav Shalom Shwadron used to tell this story, he would say that it's the most magnificent one that he's ever heard. Pretty gewalt. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, in the early 1900s, was the rabbi over a shul in the old city. And Rav Nachum was the regular Baal Tefillah of the Musaf Tefillot on the Yamim Noraim, the High Holy Days, in the shul where Rav Yosef Chaim was the Rav. One year, a few weeks before Rosh Hashanah, Rav Nachum suddenly passed away. After mourning their dear friend, the elders of the congregation approached Rav Yosef Chaim and asked, "What are we going to do about getting a Baal Tefillah? Are we going to begin to search for a new candidate?" The Rav told the people not to be concerned. He'd make sure they had a worthy Baal Tefillah in due time. Days passed, not a word of it was mentioned. Soon it was only 5 days before Rosh Hashanah, and the elders were somewhat impatient. They approached Rav Yosef Chaim a second time. Once again, the Rav assured them that the Baal Tefillah would be found, and they didn't need to worry at all. So they let it go, but they were curious. On the eve of Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow the Baal Tefillah would be standing at the Bima leading the Musaf Tefillot, but no one had any idea who the Baal Tefillah would be. The people simply couldn't contain themselves. They said, "Rebbe, tomorrow the Baal Tefillah must show up, but you haven't said a word to us as to who it will be." The Rav said, "Don't worry. I've told you already a few times. There's nothing to be worried about." They were confused, but they let the Rav do his thing. The next day, there was a sense of anticipation in the air. The Shachar's Tefillahs were concluded, the Torah was read, the shofar was about to be blown, and still, no one had been appointed the Baal Tefillah for Musaf. All eyes were on the saintly man, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. Suddenly, he got up from his seat and walked straight to where the son of the deceased Rav Nachum was sitting. He bent over to the young man and said softly to him, "You are to be the Baal Tefillah. Go up to Davin Musaf, just as your late father did." The young man was speechless. He was the last one in shul to ever remotely consider the possibility of being asked to Davin. He began to protest, "But I'm not prepared. I didn't look over Davining before Yom Tov." Yosef Chaim answered him in a calm voice, "You have heard your late father Davin for so many years. You're familiar with his manner of Davining. Go to the Bima and do your best. You'll be fine." The young man obeyed the Rav and approached the Bima. The elders were aghast, but they said nothing at the moment, choosing rather to wait until after davening. After Musaf, a group of esteemed Baalei Batim went over to the Rav and said respectfully, "We accept your decision that Rav Nachum's son should have been the Baal Tefillah, but we just wonder how you could suggest that he lead the congregation when the Halacha clearly states that an Avel, a mourner, may not pray at the Amud during the High Holy Days. See Or Chaim 581 in the Mishnah Berurah." Rav Yosef Chaim scanned the surprised group and then answered softly, "Do you know who was sitting and davening in the Ezra's Nashim of our shul, the women's section? Rav Nachum's widow. You can well imagine the grief and sorrow that she is feeling, especially on this very day, when her late husband would have been the one to lead us in Musaf. Imagine the pain she would have felt if someone else would have begun to daven the tefillah she used to hear her husband daven every year. Her crying and pain would have been heard and felt by us all. I wanted to minimize the widow's grief as best as I could, and so I decided to place someone at the Amud, as close in her eyes as possible to her husband. And who better than her own son? The Torah warns us numerous times about causing pain to a widow, and thus I felt compelled to act as I did. Appointing Rav Nachum's son surely outweighed the laws of not permitting an Avil to be chazen on the High Holy Days. For after all, it does also say in Halacha that if there is no one else available, the mourner may indeed be the chazan. In this case, for the sake of the widow, I felt as if there was really no one else." Gewalt. The sensitivity that Rav Yosef Chaim showed should be an inspiration to all of us, not just for poor widows, but for every person we meet, man, woman, or child. Hashem should bless us with a day full of thoughtfulness and sensitivity towards all we meet, and Hashem should bless us with gedolim. We're not only gedolim in Torah, but also gedolim in sensitivity. An amazing, amazing day.